From APM, this is the Dinner Party Download, your audio culture atlas. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and now let's take a moment to gaze into the dark heart of our mailbag slash inbox slash voicemail. It is time for some listener comments.
AKA time to hear listeners upbraid us for making dumb mistakes.
And also say nice things sometimes.
And say some nice things sometimes. Yep. Not the case with this first one, though.
This is Carl from Dearborn, Michigan. I'm in the car, so I'm constantly listening to radio. I recently heard you use the word restaurateur. The correct word is restaurateur, as in the French. I know in English common usage, the word restaurateur is gaining some ground, but it is incorrect. I look to you guys for proper grammar. Come on.
You are 100% correct, Carl. Duly noted.
We grammared unwell. We acknowledge it. A few weeks back, we also managed to enrage the Jeopardy contestant community.
They are a vocal bunch, we've learned.
They are. Who knew? When we interviewed the Golden Globe winning star of the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Rachel Bloom, she said that it was unfair for Jeopardy champs to play amateurs at bar trivia.
At least if there was a cash prize on the line.
That's right.
Now, that statement touched off a minor Twitter backlash from Jeopardy contestants. Here's one of the folks we offended.
My name is Sabrina Fritz. I live in Chicago, Illinois. I'm a noted Jeopardy loser. Grandma's recognized me. Many of my friends now are former Jeopardy contestants, multi-day winners, Tournament of Champions winners. And we do come up against a little bit of scrutiny at some of the trivia nights that we go to. Everybody seems to have a comment whenever we all go out to play bar trivia or trivia tournaments. But I think that, you know, if you're losing at bar trivia, I mean, if they're not being a jerk about it, I mean, just get better. We're beatable, for sure.
There you go. Jeopardy champions are beatable. Don't discriminate against them.
Please.
Also, flex your thumb. Practice with your thumb button. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is for real. Just a couple of weeks ago, Rachel's show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was an answer on Jeopardy. So apparently all has been forgiven.
Phew, because you do not want to be on the receiving end of Trebek's wrath.
Infamous.
Yeah. Finally, we recently aired the first edition of our series Menu Mysteries, in which we investigate unique ingredients on a new restaurant menu, one of which was a fudge-like Norwegian cheese called Yetost.
That inspired a lovely memory from a listener named Gail in Napanee, Indiana.
I had a story that I wanted to share with you. In the late 1970s, my parents took a trip to Scandinavia with my uncle and his wife, who was Swedish. And the standard breakfast offering that my father fell in love with was kind of a little open-faced sandwich that was made with a dark bread, hard salami, and then a thin slice of Yetost cheese and a little dollop of marmalade slathered on top of it. And when my parents came to live with me, one evening we're having supper together and they introduced me to this little sandwich. You know, my mom and dad are both gone now, and I was just very thankful for the precious pause to remember them. He prompted me to go get the Yetost out of my refrigerator.
Thanks so much, Gail, for sharing.
That's so nice.
And also for giving us a new pronunciation of Yetost.
Yeah, we were calling it Yetost.
Yeah, but what do we know? We're not restaurateurs, so...
Of course not.
Hey, if you have a comment or story, we'd really love to hear it. Head to dinnerpartydownload.org and click on Contact.